Right now, we're going to bring in Holly Taylor, the PGA professional, the head PGA pro from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, as it is American Express Women's Golf Month, all month long during June. It's Women's Golf Month, and Holly joins us now. Good morning, Holly. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Doing very well. And before we get to Women's Golf Month and all the different initiatives going on for the entire month of June, I got to ask you, because I know that you're a Boston native and you're likely a huge Celtics fan. You got to be pretty stoked about Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce winning the NBA championship for the first time since 1986 for the Celtics.
Oh, it was awesome. It's just it was just a great month. Watching them play in that last game was just so fabulous.
Were you up there at the celebration, the championship parade up in Boston?
Oh, I wish I could have been. I was up in Boston because I just flew down here last night, you know, to meet up with Bob because I'm just starting my position over at the PGA Golf Club. And but I couldn't get out of work at my other place until to get to that celebration.
Holly is, of course, been based in the Northeast for a number of years. She was a member of the Boston College women's golf team in the early 80s and then played on the Futures Tour for a five-year stint in the late 80s and early 90s. She's been a PGA teaching professional for many years since then in the Northeast, and she now comes down to South Florida to be the head PGA professional at the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. And it is American Express Women's Golf Month all month long. Holly, give us an idea for some of the different initiatives that the PGA of America is putting on for this month.
Well, it's pretty neat. You know, PGA professionals all over the country are, you know, embracing women and trying to make them feel that, you know, they're just a vital, vital segment of continuing to grow the game of golf. And all the different clubs and PGA's professionals, they all have different ideas and different initiatives. Like, I'm running a girls' night out up in Massachusetts where they come for a lesson, and then we go in and have cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, and it's just a lot of fun.
Hey, Holly, it's Peter, and I'm looking at your resume here. I noticed that you were at Inverary Country Club back in the late 80s and early 90s.
I did. That's where I got my start. Bill Whaley was my PJ professional, and he started me in the program, and I was there for 9 winters and just loved it.
I was a member down there in those days, too, and you mentioned Bill Whaley, and I was wondering, had you ever played with Susie Whaley, who was the only female to ever truly qualify for a PGA Tour event?
I have. I haven't played with her recently, but I used to play with her a lot when I was down there at Inverary. And they were dating at the time, and then we went to their wedding and things like that.
That's cool. It's a small world, isn't it? Holly Taylor, the head PGA professional from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, joining us here on the line. Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt filling in today for Pat Rooney Jr. on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. All month long during the month of June, the PGA America's initiative of American Express Women's Golf Month. So you've got another week or so left to take advantage of some of these great programs. And Holly, obviously, Inverary is close, near and dear to our hearts here on the Honda Classic Golf Radio Show, because it was a former home for the Honda Classic. And before that, the Jackie Gleason Inverary Classic. So Inverary has a great history down here in South Florida, as does the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, entering year number 12 of that fine venue up there with the three great tracks, the two Tom Fazio courses, the Wanamaker and the Ryder, and the Pete Dye Link-style Dye course. And Holly, I was out there yesterday for about 14 hours. I played 54 holes of golf. It was the summer solstice event, longest day of the year, raising money for Alan Civita, the St. Lucie County fireman. Have you ever played that many holes in one day?
I've done, I've only done a golf marathon once, and I did 100 holes, and it was a blast. We raised money for a charity up north. But I talked to Bob yesterday. He said you guys were having a great time, and it was such a great cause, and he was really excited about it.
It was fabulous. It was so much fun. I woke up today with some aches and pains, some sore back and some sore legs, and a pretty bad case of chafing. But besides that, I'm feeling good.
That's great.
The 100 holes of golf, Holly. That was in a golf cart, right?
It was. But I had blisters the next day, but it was a lot of fun. It was for a great cause.
Head PGA professional from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, Holly Taylor, joining us here on the line. American Express Women's Golf Month, all month long during the month of June. PGA of America is so great in all their different initiatives, whether it's for children or for families or for, in this case, women. Holly, if we have listeners out in the audience that want to learn more about these programs, so they got another week left before July comes, how do they do that?
Best way to go about it is go to playgolfamerica.com and check out the initiatives in your area.
Well, welcome to town, Holly. We're so glad that you're here now as the head professional at the PGA Golf Club up the road in Port St. Lucie. It's a fabulous venue. I love that place. It's world-class. Three world-class tracks, the Dye course and the two Fazio courses. They've also got the Learning Center there, and they've got the Historical Center where they've got artifacts, trophies. I mean, I'm a big fan of going to museums and kind of things like that. So as a golf junkie, it's right up my alley. But we look forward to talking to you some more during the year, and have a great rest of the month of June during American Express Women's Golf Month.
Thank you so much.
All right, there she is, Holly Taylor, head PGA professional from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, joining us here on the line.